You're listening to WCHC 88.1 FM, Worcester's only alternative source. This is Young Hag with Tess. I'm the eponymous Young Hag. Today, this playlist, this curation was hastily done, like throwing too many eyeballs in your witch's brew because you had a very long day. But to cheer me up, and maybe to cheer you up too, we're going to start with some Dolly Parton. This is Here You Come Again by Dolly Parton. Okay, maybe we're back? Question mark? I don't know. I feel like I did something wrong. I think you can hear me now. So as a hag does, I'm going to complain. So my day started today at 7:30 at a shift at Starbucks on a college campus, which is the best place for any young bright mind to be. And then continued with three classes, and it will continue after this with a rehearsal for The Good Person of Szechuan, premiering November 2nd at the Burroughs Theater. So apologies for your missed listening opportunity to Dolly Parton, but we're just going to cruise right along into the, dare I say, somewhat viral hit Back on 74 by Jungle. Very 70s inspired. If you haven't seen the music video, just go watch the music video. I stopped dancing a while ago, but watching something that creative reminds me why I love to dance so much. So take the 3 minutes and 29 seconds out of your day and go watch that music video. But as a little teaser, you can listen to it right now on WCHC 88.1 FM, Worcester's only alternative source, on Young Hag with Tess.
Ooh.
Okay, we're so back. We're so back. This is Young Hag with Tess. I'm Tess, the Young Hag. First, let's say 7 minutes of that, completely disregard. The studio does not like me. It does not like women, dare I say. It's intimidated by a young upstart hag like myself. And so just to really shove some womanhood down the studio's throat for being mean to me, this is Bug Like an Angel off of Mitski's new album, The Land is Inhospitable and So Are We. It was the first single she released, and I wasn't like super hype about it when it first came out, but it's grown on me. It's grown on me, like all Mitski. Like, she could convince me of anything. If she jumped off the bridge, I'm jumping right after her. And we're playing leapfrog over the bridge. Okay, this is Bug Like an Angel by Mitski.
There's a bug like an angel stuck to the bottom of my glass with a little bit left. As I got older, I learned I'm a drinker. Sometimes a drink feels like
completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
In a rainstorm, sucking down a door on the back porch. Out here it gets so dark, you can see the stars, the ones the headline said this morning were being spat out by what we thought was just destroying everything for good.
Black Hole by Boy Genius off of their like unreleased album EP called The Rest. First time hearing that song, actually. I was scouring Spotify for something released within the past 3 months and really coming up short because just, yeah. I would have played, frankly, if I'm going to be honest with you, dear listener, I would have played something off of Sufjan Stevens's heartbreaking new album, Javelin, which you should listen to as soon as this hour is up. But it's not available to register to be played on the radio yet. So might have to wait a few weeks before we can all listen to My Red Little Fox over and over and over again. But my friend recommended that one off of the new EP, and I quite enjoyed it. Very Boy Genius of them. Yeah, don't you love learning new things? Up next, we have my old standby, Sydney Gish. Good Magicians. Hopefully it puts all of us in as good of a mood as good as those magicians are.
Thank you. just a bar. The street's what you can tell by the sound of the cars. Bartender singing Clementine while he's turning around the open sign. Dreadful sorry.
That was Clementine by Elliott Smith, which is my current favorite song by him. I could never choose one. I was wearing an Elliott Smith shirt at rehearsal the other day, and my director comes up to me and he's like, "Elliott Smith? Oh man, that's real bummer music, kid. Like that's real like bum out music. I don't really picture you as like the depressed type." And yeah, I was confronted with that perception of me, and I appreciate that, Ed, but I do love Elliott Smith, because I won't bore you all with the details, but who doesn't is the real question. Up next is another artist that I think who doesn't love, maybe you just can't put a name to the voice. It's Norma Tanega, because it's fall. But it's not You're Dead. No, no, no. It is Jubilation off of Walking My Cat Named Dog. Yeah. Yeah. I got that in the right order. Okay. On WCHC 88.1 FM, Worcester's only alternative source.
Come free with me, come and lock me, burst the shell with me. Come be 1, 2, 3 with me, you and I and us. Jubilation, jubilation, it's the time to live. Come be 1, 2, 3 with me, you and I and us. You're standing alone, empty, drowned in your shell. No singing of bells. Your coat isn't so high. Your eyes from the sky. You're drowned, you can't fly. With me.
That was Advice by Alex G, one of my favorites, frankly. And before that was Jubilation by Norma Tanaga in celebration of the beautiful season of fall. Up next is a song off of an album that I've been listening to probably since I was 5, St. Vincent's Actor, and the semi-eponymous actor out of work. She's a genius. She continues to be a genius. And she has been a genius since... fact-checking, 2009. I was right. I was 5. Okay, here's Actor Out of Work by St. Vincent.
You're a supplement, you're a sign.
Now, dear listener, I know what you're thinking. Tess, something's wrong. You haven't played a Fiona Apple song yet. And to which I say, ha, I'm about to. I'm about to play Get Him Back off of Extraordinary Machine. And there's a specific reason why. Because my roommate heard it somewhere the other day. She can't find it in her heart to tell me where. And she complimented me on behalf of Fiona because she enjoyed it so much. And to which I said, of course. I accept all compliments on behalf of her because, in a sense, when you really think about it, I am her. So this is Get Him Back off of her most underrated album, Extraordinary Machine.
He won't put himself so low he can hardly even look me in the face. So wait till I get him back. He won't have a back to scratch. Yeah, keep turning that chin, and you will see my face as I figure how to kill what I cannot catch. Oh, he made my blood just burn. I flipped so far, I thought that I right, but he usually got my gist. So wait till I get him back. I'm gonna bring him home and I'll watch him unpack. Yeah, keep turning that chin, see my face is fixed on the one I'm gonna get back. I'm gonna get it back. I'm gonna get it back. I really am. I'm gonna get it back.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's, now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Up next, we have perhaps the most autumn of autumn songs off of the most autumn of autumn soundtracks from the most autumn of autumn shows, Over the Garden Wall. And the soundtrack to Over the Garden Wall and the song called Over the Garden Wall, sung by a frog who goes by many different names. The last one they settle on is Jason Vandenberger. Classic. Go stream on Hulu, Over the Garden Wall, and the song Over the Garden Wall, featuring... Well, who sings it? Jack Jones. Beautiful voice. Here's Over the Garden Wall.
At night, when the lake is a mirror and the moon rides the waves to the shore, single soul sets his voice singing, content to be slightly forlorn. rises over the lilies, sweeps high to clear over the reeds, and over the bulrushes sway to pluck at a pair of heartstrings. Two voices, now they are singing, then ten as the melody soars. Round the shimmering pond all are joining in song as it carries their reverie on. Over the treetops and mountains, over the blackened ravines, then softly it falls by a house near a stream and over the garden wall.
Everyone's in Love with You by David Byrne. Before that was Over the Garden Wall from Over the Garden Wall. Up next is, okay, I need to talk about this because I didn't realize this until just now. The song is called I Deserve a Little Bit More by The Grooms, who only have two songs on Spotify. I don't know how I stumbled across this song. I've been like Googling them for the past hour trying to find any other music they put out. I think they might have been featured on a few other soul albums of the 70s, but I'm not 100% sure. This album came out in 71, and this song off of it is fantastic. What happened to them? I will track them down, and I will keep you all so posted on my journey to discover The Grooms. But for now, here's I Deserve a Little Bit More.
Thank you. stay. I don't want to leave. Can't let you bring me to my knees. You see,
oh, can do about it.
You Keep Me Hanging On by The Supremes and, of course, Diana Ross. I was reminded of how much I love that song because of Glee. Humiliating to admit, but also, no, it's not, because Quinn Fabray did as good of a job as her vocal type allowed her to do. Also, the dancing, the Cheerios, the choreography, the cinema just reminded me of how equally, if not better, good the original song is by The Supremes. Okay, to close out, we're going to finish with American Teenager by Ethel Kane, because even if it's about, well, first of all, it's not about cannibalism, which is not how we want to finish out the show. Sorry, Mother Kane. We're not going to take something from the latter half of the album. Also, is it about American imperialism? Yes. Is it kind of fun and flirty? Also, yes. So, signing off with one last song. I've been the young hag, Tess, on WCHC 88.1, Worcester's only alternative source. Have a fantastic night.
So maybe it was his fault. And I-